Time for our weekly visit with Roy Smith, Soy Roy. Morning, Roy.
Good morning, Randy.
These little price moves we've been seeing, is that mostly because of weather?
Weather's certainly a factor this time of the year, depending on what the anticipation is. The anticipation is really more important than what's actually going on out there. We've got some activity in some other markets that's pretty interesting, too, like the unleaded gas and precious metals.
Yeah, and also we're seeing a pretty good spread now between the front month and then some of the deferred months.
Well, we've had that spread in the corn for quite a while, and my anticipation is that it needs to narrow up just a little bit, but I think probably with the situation the way it is, we won't see it narrowing up between the nearby and December, but certainly would hope we'd see it between the May contract and the July contract, because there's a lot of hedges in the July futures that probably will get delivered on if something doesn't change.
Basis, too, hasn't done a whole lot as far as corn, has it?
It's narrowed up 2 or 3 cents, which isn't very much, but, anything is better than nothing, I guess, and what we really need now is the spread between the May and July to come together to make those July hedges work. Basis on the beans improving a little bit, still fairly wide for this time of year.
Any strategies the guys should be looking at here, then?
I think on the corn and beans, both, if you haven't got any new crops sold, you need to just divide your anticipated production up into increments and sell a little bit. Maybe don't go overboard on it because there's a lot of time out there yet, but I think both new crop and old crop, May is the time to be selling, and we're just about to the 1st of May, so normally we see the high in the corn in April and then in beans about a month later. So odds of the prices going down beginning the 1st of May are very good.
Okay. If somebody would like more information from you, how do they find you?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Visit with you again next week.
I'll be here.